snow falls. She wakes to a morning with no reason for living. Cries in the mirror to be forgiven. Puts on her makeup, takes off her clothes. Sits there and bleeds until she can't feel, the blood in her veins runs cold. The cat cries to be fed. The batteries in her Walkman go dead. The Rachmaninoff stops. A letter she will never read falls on the welcome mat. Somewhere a mobile rings and rings and stops. A member of a minor political party looking for her vote rings the doorbell twice, slips on the ice and ruins his coat, curses. A man laughs at another man's joke. It's a big laugh, he's a big bloke. Laughter invades the square, there's a chill in the air. Her best friend calls for her to go on a blind date. She does not hear. Snow, snow, snow falls. Thank you. Lady, happier times. This is down the road near Ballygarvan in our farm. We've got folk here. This is the first time I've had family. Regina and Edmund down at the back have come and seen me, and they've made me as nervous as anything. And so this is about a ballet, and it's called Preserve. Tongues stained with blackberries, we collect kisses, falling into ditches, being stung by nettles. Your dress snags on a briar, and you cry out in mock horror. I cut my way through the tangle of thorns as if I were your prince. Charming me, you undo your buttons as you step out of your dress, as if you were stepping out of yourself. Your dress hangs like a chrysalis. You let down your golden hair and we make love then and there. A tractor and some cows go by. We laugh and try to hide. The sun beats down on my bum. We giggle and come. Return to the big old dirty town and turn our blackberry picking days into luscious winter jam. This is called Crazy Loneliness Hijacks Memory of a Beautiful Girl. Crazy Loneliness Hijacks Memory of a Beautiful Girl. Last night, I missed you so much that I made love to your nightdress passionately. Now your nightdress hides from me, slinks under pillows and covers, avoids my eyes. I can't take another night without you. Your nightie can't take another night with me. I'm holding your dresses hostage, threatening them with kisses, caresses, if they make one false move. Your other clothes tremble in the wardrobe. Come back to me. Clothes have no memory. Your most prized dress must confess that it cannot remember the swell of your breast, the rise and fall of your breathing. Clothes have no memory. It is winter now and your summer frock has totally forgot the sheer sunny shockiness of being underneath it, absolutely nakedness. Kisses like butterflies alighting high, high on your inner thigh, thigh. Don't even go that far. Clothes have no memory. Your bra, unhooked, unhinged, cannot really recall the thrill of it all as my hands with each caress create your breasts. Clothes have no memory. Clothes have no memory. This is called Apple of My Eye. Although I loved you more and more, you were rotten to the core. I don't love you anymore. I need to get semi-naked for this, so don't panic. This is as far as it goes. If I do go any farther, Paul will leap upon me and throw a coat over me or something like that. This is called a delightful little ditty called Autopsy. You made the opening incision with almost clinical precision. Took the heart out, found it wanting. Took the top off the head, removed the mind. What exactly was it you expected to find? I looked at you with sad eyes that said, it wouldn't have hurt half as much if you'd only waited till I was dead. Now we get to the Irish. You know the difference a day makes, that the difference a woman makes, God's sake. So this is called Grand Macree, which is an old-fashioned way of saying the love of my life. My uncle Michael, you'll hear a lot about my uncle Michael tonight. When I used to say, Mikey, when did that happen? And he'd always say, by Ullastraw. And it took me ages to learn how, but Ullastraw was archaic Irish, for God's sake. Never mind Irish, it's archaic Irish. And Ullastraw means the day before yesterday. Now, why you'd need a term for the day before yesterday, I've no idea. But everything happened Ullastraw. When he didn't want to tell me, he'd say Ullastraw. And I used to tell this to English folk, and they used to go, that's so funny in Irish and everything. And I told it to Chinese people, and they said, what's so funny about that? We also have a word for the day before yesterday. So I felt good about that. The other thing Mikey would say, I'd say, when did that happen, Mikey? When did they do this? And when did they do that? And he said, oh, that was a granny ago. So he'd use people as a clock. And that was the clock I was used to. My granny, my uncles, everything like that. So this is called Grand Macree. Have you got any Irish speakers? Am I going to shame myself here? Oh, Jesus. I better not do this, Paul. Put your cap down over your ears and don't listen to me, all right? Or you can correct me even better. Grand Macree. Ullastraw the gra gonistum. Achanish the gra gachino gachino. Love of my life. The day before yesterday, your love unknown to me. Now your love everywhere. I couldn't believe I had another Irish one, but I can't find it so. Seeing as the place where we're in, I don't know how many people have this problem. This poem is called or could equally be called whatever awkward noise you can get like that. This poem is called, it's a haiku by the way, so it won't last long. The house, you with me so far? The house dashes left, then veins and goes right. And the drunk, he's perfectly still. Right, haikus don't usually have titles, so sue me. This one does. It's called Handyman. And haikus don't usually have a call and response. This one does. And it doesn't partake, but you can partake. So I only want you to join in the first two syllables. Can you do that for me? Yeah? Cool. All right, this is called Handyman. So when I said first two syllables, you repeat. Party!
Party!
Jesus. That's not the parties you go to. Right, we do that again. Handyman. Party!
Party!
And your boob pops out. And I pop it back and hand it like that. Okay. These things happen. Another haiku. My daughter, it was her third year of being herself. And she had 40 little people of her peers around to celebrate this fact. And they were going mad in another room. And I thought, what in God's name are they going on there? So I thought, I better go in there and find out what the hell they're up to. And just as I approached the door and put my hand out for the knob, it went absolutely quiet. Like a cicada, just go. And now the silence was more worrying. And I was thinking, what in God's name is creating this? And just when I went to turn the knob, the door opened, hit me in the face, and 40 little kids came in, and they basically said this haiku to me. So I don't have to make these things up or write them. They just happen. So this is called New Dog, Old Tricks. The dog's in the loo, we was teaching him to pee, and he just fell in. I don't know if you've ever seen a half-clown Yorkie trying to scrabble out of a tile of bones. It's really terrible. Now I'll get onto the books. I had the pleasure of having a heart attack. When I say the pleasure of having a heart attack, as you can see, can you pinch me please? I'm flesh and blood, am I not? I'm still here. That is the pleasure of having a heart attack and of surviving it. It's most god-awful pain. It's the pain that passeth all understanding. So, of course, I had to write a poem about it. It's called Your Littlest Smile. Death, rather diffident, rather shy, comes to me and says, it is time to die. Okay, I say, when? Now. Like this moment. This second. I struggle with my heart attack as death, feeling bad about it, repossesses my artifacts. Outside, a van pulls up with neat Gothic script. Debt. Removals. It spells out in big, bold letters. I like it. Debt's got style and a nice smile, and is a kind of groovy guy. Or is he a lady? Boy, it's hard to tell. This heart attack hurts like hell. Okay, boys, take it all away. Debt's little helpers, all big bruisers, all over 6 foot two, former nightclub bouncers. They take away the blue sky on the which I had first kissed you. They take away the little day-to-day things I always loved, the shape of your mouth, your continuously falling hair brushed impatiently away from your eyes. Your eyes. The smell of your perfume in an empty room, the littlest of your smiles I had saved for a rainy day. Meanwhile, like a living Houdini, I had done it. Somehow wrestled out of the heart attack's straitjacket. Damn! Death spat in a peevish manner. How, in God's name, did you do that? Death sighed. Okay, kid, you've got me this time. Right, boys, put it all back. Put everything back. Les boys scowled at me as if to say, I remember you, son of a chin. You! Death snarled from the side of his mouth. Annoyed now, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You! I'll see you again. A tear trickled down my cheek. Unable to speak, all I could do was glance down, your littlest smile clasped tightly in my hand. All right. It was lovely to see you.
You too.
See you, Tommy.
Good night, you.
God bless.
Meet you. Yeah.
So she actually saved me. She thought I was messing. She said my face went white as paper, my lips went purple. And her name is Philomena, and I started saying something to her, just having breakfast, and I said, Philo, and then the heart attack happened. And then I came back to myself, and I said, Mina. And she actually got on top her knees, she got her knees on top of my knees, and she hit my chest, and she said, don't you dare die on me, you bastard! And that's what brought me back. So, you know, that's what had to revive someone. There's two things I was forever bad at. One of them is maths and one of them is happiness. So I don't know if there's any, you're going to be the maths expert as well as the Irish expert, aren't you? If you do, keep it under your hat, all right? Right, this is called, it was the only thing I could understand in maths. Parallel lines do not meet. I could see that. They obviously don't meet. And of course, there's a little mathematical trick at the end. So you'll see about that at the end. So parallel lines do not meet. Happiness is not a mathematical formula that one can apply to supply an answer. Rather, it is the sum of who you are multiplied by who you were willing to be. Happiness, like mathematics, is something I was never, ever any good at and almost made me weep with equal parts desperation, exasperation, and frustration, or death for short. For example, if it took a man a lifetime to dig himself into a hole, how long would it take for half the man he used to be to dig himself out again? Questions such as this only cause me grief. In mathematics, like Latin, which I could also never know, I would cheat and repeat words full of sound and no sense, e.g. the cares of the hippopotamus are equal to some of the cares of the little hippopotami can fight. Happiness, like mathematics, was all Greek to me. I don't know, that's all I know. But I do know that happiness happens every now and then. The only trick is to be aware that it's there and that parallel lines do meet at infinity. Q.E.D. Thank you. There was one lovely time when we were in maths and we were doing Pythagoras' theorem. Squaring the hypotenuse equals some squares under the side, blah, 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 blah. And one of the boys in my class said, why are we doing this for so long? We use this in real life. And I had no opinion on the matter. We used to just get slapped, and I didn't know maths. I just get slapped to bits. So I always associate maths with pain. And you give me a maths problem, I start weeping. You know. And so I was at my only disco, the only time I ever went to a disco, and I got turned down about 40 times or something like that. Fuck off, thank you for eyes. I walk all the way back. And there's this lovely blonde lady, and they said, would you go over and ask her, though? And I go, 40 women later, I might as well. So I go all the way across the dance floor, and I say to her, excuse me, love, but may I say that the square on your hypotenuse is equal to the square in the two sides? And she slapped me across the face, and I walked back with her hand visible on my face, and I walked all the way back to the laughter. And about an hour later, up she got again, and she came over. And I thought, oh no, and the guy said, she's back, she's going to hit you again, you better turn the other cheek. And she got a beer mat, and she explained Pythagoras' theorem to me, and she wrote her telephone number, and that's how we got together. So when people say, maths doesn't give you something, and that was the only time that it ever worked for me. This is by my Uncle Shawnee, also Ed's Uncle Shawnee too. Shawnee, lovely man altogether, I love him to bits. This is called We Are Legend, We Are Myth. Donald! Shawnee! Shawnee! Donald! My uncle and me, we are legend, we are myth. Escaping from my auntie's voice, tracking us down. I sitting in the saddle of his neck, his curls my reins, travelling the world on his giant shoulders. My uncle hearing voices in his head, afraid of other humans who hunt the thoughts he's thinking, wanting to keep himself for himself. Our beings fused into one joyfulness. Uncle and boy morphing into centre. We are legend, we are myth. We hide in haystacks from our hounding voice. Roam fields where ever empty spaces takes us, until there is only us, he more little boy than even I. Keep me company, boy, he pleaded, his thoughts all curly like his hair. We now one another, the last lost centre, galloping off into a time that no longer exists. We are legend. We are myth. On sale tonight, launched here, is the combined book. Amazon took our books and gave all the money. So I had to delete the first two books and we recombined them in Being Dragged Across the Carpet by the Cat. So that's the book that's on sale tonight. Being Dragged Across the Carpet by the Cat, my friend died and she had got a little kitten. She had a horrible cancer-ridden death. She had this little kitten and we had her ashes up in the mantelpiece. And there's a storm, and the kitten comes in, jumps on the mantelpiece, knocks her off the mantelpiece. All her ashes are scattered over the carpet, and the cat jumps down and then proceeds to drag her. So that's how the title of this book. So there I am brushing up my friend and putting her back in her arm, and she's looking at the sunset. These are some things I've had. My mother died a couple of years ago, so this is from my mum. It's called My Mother's Hands. My mother's hands washing potatoes, washing kids, washing pans. My mother's hands on bitterly cold days, pegging yet more washing on a pregnant line. The line growing nothing but nappies, her hands blind with the cold. My mother's hands ironing clothes, ironing countless knickers for my seven sisters. My mother's hands. Oh. My mother's hands taking my hands and hers. I just throwing my glasses at me now.
It's
yours. No.
I humbly apologise.
My mother's hands taking my hands and hers. Such love, such laughter. My mother's hands patting talcum powder on another baby's bum. Mum being mum. Me kissing my mother's hands for all she done. And this is called Me Mam's Mind. I'm sure you all have mams like this. Well, this is going to be Mam's Mind. If you fall off that wall and break both your legs, don't come running to me. You'd never understand me Mam's mind and how it worked. One moment she had half a mind to come up there and get me off that wall. Then she was in two minds about whether to tell me to stop. Go ahead. Go ahead and kill yourself. See if I care. I'm warning you, child. If you fall off that wall and kill yourself, I'll personally come up there and murder you myself, so I will. I used to watch the words climbing out of her mouth and fly around the room, looking for a place to land in my mind. Never cared whether she gave out. I just loved everything she said, the music of her and how she made the words behave. I came down and kissed her worry away. I'm sorry, ma'am, I told her, and she cried. This is about, probably Ed will be able to tell me, this is about a field over in Ballet. And when I was told to go and bring Mikey his dinner or his tea or something like that, I'd be told, go west into the field, boy, and bring Uncle Michael his tea and la la la. Of course, being a townie, I had no idea where west was. I went out and I thought, I'd look up in the sky and expect a direction, west, this way. So what I had to do was I had to go to every field in the farm until I found where he was. And of course, he would have moved fields, so I would have thought, so that's where west is. Ed, as you go up the Boreen from the Haggard, first field on your left, what field is that? Is that west, east, what?
West.
West, oh Jesus, all right, so we're right. All right, and that field, if I ever die, which I assume I'm going to do, I nearly did, but I hope not to do it too soon, I don't believe in heaven, but that's the heaven I would go back to. That field, that's where everything happens. That's all the nice things that I remember. It's for my sister. It's four parts, but it's this field that holds the memory. First part is called Mumankan, which in Japanese means the gateless pass. Hear now, sister mine, lost in time, dead to this world. I offer you my eyes, my ears, so that you can see, can hear, without fear of death always interrupting you. Take this breath and live again. I can see enough for two. My Oju, the end of life. After the bus crash, her soul walked home, limping awkwardly now, leaving a trail of footprints leaking time like blood. Kaewi, the shadows of flowers. Often I visit this moment long gone that has never ceased to exist. I go to find my sister, calling her name, lost as she is in the middle of this vast field, her blue dress a flower at the very center of it. Here death does not know her. Name, only I call her. She carries me home in a piggyback, I fascinated with the freckle under the shadow of a curl where shoulder meets neck. I lost in her laughter, both of us escaping her death. Ame na uta, songs of rain. Here death itemizes her. The bruised breast, the torn spleen, the broken ribs, the hemorrhaging. Death leaving his mark on this human being. Familiar with her, owning her. Memory tiptoes into death's great palace and steals back a freckle lost behind the curl between shoulder and neck. Death has no need for it. Thank you. Right, this is, the title of this is How It's Gaelic Singing, Singma Frontshaft. And of course, if you know your old English, that means, what shall I sing? Sing me creation. That's what Cadman said to the angel when he asked. And that scale is a song in Old English, as the story is in Irish. And she sang to him, and she sang of him. She sang of the love she had created for them. She used birds for words in the rain that had fallen. She used flowers and tears and interwove them. She used sighs and hours and the loneliness within them. She used moonlight and pain and what remained when she was far from him. She sang of a love that had dreamed of being and hadn't yet awoken. She sang of herself and called to him. And she sang of him and she sang to him. She sang of the love that belonged to them. She sealed it with tears and the fears of her own heart breaking. She sang him creation. Right, this is The Smell of Purple. It was launched in New Delhi, of all places. And it's about me growing up with my daughter and she teaching me the world, just like Uncle Michael taught me. This is called Mr. Daddy's Soft Soft. Always her fascination with me shaving. This her early morning ritual, observing each action as if it were holy. I hide my face in foam. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, she chants. Winces with delight as the razor, she gulps, goes over my bump without slicing it off. The shaven uncovers the meat she knows. Soft, soft, Mr. Daddy, soft, soft. She gurgles in a lather of laughter. Me now, she pleads with me. I take the brush, coat her reflection with foam. I shave her with the tip of my little finger. Her reflection sniggers and she sniggers too. Later in the early evening, she appears bearded in fresh cream. She shaves herself with a lollipop stick. Me, Daddy now, see? I cha-cha-cha her on the tips of my toes as she clings to my fingertips. The living room dances around us. One delighted, half-shaved little girl. One delighted, soft, soft, Mr. Daddy. My favorite Kenny, this is called One Big Step. Vest on, inside out. Two legs into one knicker hole. Shoes on, back to front. I dress myself by myself. So I say. She had a very strange talent, and that's where the book comes from, the smell of purple. She says she can smell yellow. She says she can smell blue, despite not being able to spell either color. Yellow smells the same as blue, like a wet kitty drying by the fire. Red smells like mammy when she kisses. Her kisses smell different when she kisses you. Then she smells like flames with little orange tips. Purple is my favorite smell. It smells just like a magic spell. I kiss her goodnight like violet, only lighter, with little flecks of purple scattered here and there. Wow. We were a very naked family. Father, child, all went around the book and thought nothing of it. In the morning, Tilly would come into her bed at 4 o'clock and she would just treat our flesh as a mountainous landscape that she bombed into and just travelled over. And she'd land on my wife's left breast and on my right testicle. So, can I ask you, I don't know if you've had that testicle ever trodden upon us. No. He speaks Irish, he knows maths, and yet he's never had his... You wake up very, very quickly. It's extremely painful. That's got nothing to do with this. This is another time that Tilly's going to come in and wake us up. And we've been to a cocktail party, darling. And it doesn't matter. It's still going to be 4 o'clock, and Tilly's going to bomb into the bedroom. And this is how she woke me up that particular time. It's called... I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I awake. Covered in glorious glitter. Smelling strongly of PVA glue. Sticking to my cheek, very hung over. And covered in blue, orange, yellow, red feathers. A bubble recently blown perched upon my nose. I still have comatose. Tiny bubbles travel amongst my curls. As through a bigger bubble brightly, nestling neatly over my right eye, I observe my tiny daughter purse her lips and kiss more bubbles into being. Tilly, I force my lips, still frozen in sleep, to somehow speak. What you do? Snares to got harm. You see, even my syntax and sentence structuring is shut. She smiles sweetly and pitying you. This is called I Is Smiling. Everything always is I is, as in I is happy, is tired. Even to negate it is I is not tired. I is not go to bed. With Churchillian scowl and foot stamp for emphasis. I used to love her construction, the simple syntax of her sentences. Tilly and Mummy is girl? Donald is not girl? Now I is remembering you, just as you was. Recall your words just as they is, and I is smiling. Get back to her. Life. This is called the smell of the life. We went to a farm and she'd never seen a farm, cows, all that sort of stuff, so it was a big eye-opener. Tilly tells me she adores the smell of the life. watch us intensely as I fiddle with the wick of her battered kerosene lamp. I smile as her eyes light up. Love how she loves everything with a passion. Adore is her new founder's much-used word. She adores the rich ritual of lighting the lamp and all its accordant magic. Hand in hand, we scatter the darkness that snarls and reluctantly backs away, but then creeps back behind us, its tongue lapping at us, licking its lips as it would swallow us up, but it is afraid of the smelly light. The wind tries to blow us out. Scared, she clutches me all the tighter. I don't like the way the light makes the darkness darker. Her voice shivers. I catch her up in the crook of my arm. She cuddles closer as we walk on towards the barn, adrift in a sea of darkness. We, the only speck of light, no stars tonight. We, the light of the world. The pregnant cow lowing as if she knows we are coming. Tilly nuzzles into me, a frightened little mouse, jumping when an owl demands of us, "Hoo, hoo, hoo. Your chest is too tickly," she complains sleepily. "Ah, yes, my little chickadee," W.C. feels her. This never fails to amuse her. Our intertwined laughter and the smell of the light dispelling the darkness, the pregnant cow delighted to see us. This is called Osgailga, which of course means in Irish. My wife and I long to have a child, and though we had lots of fun practicing, no child has yet materialised. And we went for test after the test of test. And this is probably too much information, I know, but I broke the tubes, Stephen McClear. And it kept getting cancelled all the time. You know, six months, a year and a half, and then lo and behold, all by our little selves, we, Royal, you know, so is the Royal way there, we fell pregnant. And I used to sleep down by my wife's belly, and I used to sing little snatches of Irish to her, which was surprising because I don't know that much Irish. So I used to, all the little phrases I used to know, I used to stitch them together like a patchwork quilt of love and sing them to her navel. And she used to say, she was Finnish, and she used to say, "I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds lovely and it's making me go to sleep, so keep on." And that's the effect I have on women. I just make them go to sleep. See, I nearly lost her there. You back? Right, she's back. Okay. So this is called Os Irish, or Os Irish, Os Gaeilge. I'll translate as I go along. Dún the Sula, close your eyes. Cuddle Gulaw, my Grosseeve. Sleep until day, my gentle love. Cuddle Gosov, Gosov. Sleep peacefully, peacefully. I wrote Gungalak Shah. Is rocky gun green shafi. This moon will rise, this sun will set. Aragus gra igoni, care and love always. Gach iha is gach law, gach law is gach iha. Every night, every day, every night. A plurine, a storine, a moorine. My little flower, my little treasure, my little darling. Ach anish, but now, cuddle gusav gusiv. Sleep peacefully, gently, gafanya and lay. Until the break of day, the misha. Had a change with me by your side. Losing our baby late into the night, holding this little thing that only attempted to be human, unable to let go, I clasped the fetus tightly in my hand and buried it in the dawn of our local park under a recently planted red rose bush. In my grief, flower and baby became one. And night after night, I climbed over high railings and even higher stars to talk to her in the dark in Irish. Or sing, my love is like a red, red rose. Or cry, or cry. Almost got arrested one night by an Irish cop, drawn to the sound of Irish emerging from the darkness. Guess he let me go because it wouldn't look good on a charge sheet. The defendant was talking and crying to a flower. In Irish. Isht. Isht. Listen. Listen. Dina egan ekina. Someone is crying in a darkasin, in his darkness. Phil. Phil. Aruno. Oh. Phil. Aruno. Is na in me own. Larum. Akushasto. Oh. question. You will glow.
Thank you.